Bannerbox Radio. Will you be ready? Hey everybody, welcome back to Banterbox Radio. This is episode 47 for this Tuesday, the January 19th Yuri. I'm Thomas Towson. Joining me is Dan Knight, of course. I mean, what big surprise is there? Here he is. Hey.
Hey, I made it this week.
It's really great to see you again. You know, this is the first time we've spoken
in years.
Yeah. Wow, all right.
So it's true because we said it simultaneously.
That's right. So it's good to see you again. We're back again this week to do episode 47, which is, you know, a very big number, a very important milestone in that it isn't. But it's still warm in my heart because it's 47 episodes filled with pure, unadulterated, dripping, soggy love?
Moisture?
Yeah. God, love
it. Does love have moisture?
Oh, it's drippy, all right.
It's a drippy thing?
Mm-hmm. Sticky, it's gross, and it makes everyone unhappy, and everyone leaves sad.
I think all Valentine's Day cards should be dripping then, like be moist to the touch.
Ugh.
To express the love.
Yeah.
The more love means the wetter the card is.
Yeah.
I don't see
anything wrong with that.
It dissolved in my hands. We should get married right now.
So, to go along with that, actually, it's kind of weird that it's so similar. Today is an important national day, and there were not many to choose from. In fact, today is the only national day that today is.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's National Popcorn Day.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's a day
to celebrate. Right? The one.
I actually will deliberately go out and get popcorn, because I am a huge fan.
Of this holiday.
Or
just popcorn in general. Are you a popcorn fan?
I love it.
What's your favorite kind of popcorn? Are you a cheddar, a white cheese, a butter, a chocolate covered, or a caramel?
Chocolate? There's chocolate?
There's
chocolate?
Butterscotch, too.
Is that... What?
Yeah, that's real.
This is news.
Yeah, there's a butterscotch one that I used to really love.
Where is this now?
It was just one of the variations of those weird
in the can?
Popcorn tins, yeah.
Oh.
I mean, those are delicious.
But those are just seasonal, right? Like the Boy Scouts do that.
Yep, and there's, you know, some other ones that you can buy from stores. You can just buy the tins.
I'm going to have to go look for this because this sounds amazing.
Yeah, butterscotch popcorn, life changer. But that is not, well, no, I guess technically that is what today is all about. Today is only about popcorn, and as such, every story we do today will have a popcorn theme. So make sure to keep an ear out for those hidden popcorn gems.
Keep your ears peeled.
Peel them.
Peel those ears for the popcorn.
That's right.
Popcorn hints. If you guess the correct popcorn hints, we will be giving away a
1,000
smart
popcorns.
Food popcorn bag.
That's right.
1,000 popcorns.
That's correct.
One or the other. And if you correctly guess the popcorn hints hidden in this episode, and then also call in live during the show.
This episode sponsored by Smart Food and PopcornHints.com.
That sounds like a real place. I want to go online. I just want to see if that's a real...
Are you going to check PopcornHints.com?
Yes.
Okay, yet again another live on the radio here, live of recording. Is popcornhints.com a website?
Your drum roll?
Yeah.
Oh, it is not.
Oh, great.
So that web domain is available.
Yeah, that's right.
Popcornhints.com.
You know, I might buy it right after this.
I think you should.
How great would it be to have that redirect to bannerboxradio.com?
I don't know if anybody listening would enjoy it as much as like we would.
It'd be funny to me at least.
Would it be worth spending the money on a domain?
Probably not. Is it a $13 joke? Maybe
not.
Not
sure.
Yeah. Anyway, Dan, we do really have some great stories this week. Well, at least I do. I don't know what you have.
You can't speak for me.
I cannot. But mine are great. And also everything's great. So let's just get into it.
Okay.
Let's just do it.
Let's do it to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Okay.
I don't know if people listening at home or in wherever you are with, you know, internet, so you can listen to this. From the toilet. Mm-hmm. Everybody gets good Wi-Fi in the toilet. Everybody knows that. Powerball has been a big thing.
Yeah, it sure has. What's Powerball?
Powerball is it's a powerful ball
that
you use. I think it's for Kegel exercises.
That's correct.
I think that's the proper name.
Has someone won one of those yet?
An all expense paid trip to a Kegel exercise.
Wow.
Course.
One course.
One course. It's pays for itself. Really.
I've never been more excited in my life.
No, Powerball is a that's a national lottery system.
Yep.
That we use.
That's correct.
And I don't know if you've been listening, or I'm assuming, I feel like pretty much everybody bought a ticket.
Yeah.
Recently.
You know, it was the value of it was something astronomical at one point.
1.6 billion. Billion. With
almost, a B. Almost the same amount of money that Star Wars made.
Almost.
They last time I checked, they're at 1.7 billion.
So you could have, if you won that, you could have spent money to like purchase
that many tickets.
That many Star Wars.
Well, I'll take Yes, I'll take three of your finest Star Wars,
aged in an oak barrel. So I bought a ticket, and I think it's no big surprise that I won all.
Yeah,
of
course. Which is why we're doing this.
This is why we're doing this show.
Yep.
No, I didn't win anything. But it was a big thing, and nursing home in California. You know, they decided that they were going to, well, the owner was going to buy 18,000 Powerball tickets for his employees.
Ooh, that's a good idea.
And he, that was at last Wednesday's 1.6 billion drawing. Everyone was in high spirits because a nurse from that nursing home got a phone call from her son saying, "Hey, guess what? You won." Yeah, you win. So the workplace was live in celebrations, and a representative from the nursing home alerted the local news stations like, "Hey, yeah, this is a big thing. This lady from California won the Powerball. This is crazy." But there was one very big hurdle that stood between her and all that money.
Was it that it was too much money?
And she couldn't handle
it? She would die if she got it because it would have been too much excitement? Is that the hurdle?
That was not the hurdle. Actually, the hurdle was the fact that her son blatantly lied to her outright about winning.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't see that coming.
Mm.
Uh-huh.
So guess what? Fart noise. You didn't make it. You didn't get it. Cheese.
Okay, yep.
Did you have something prolific to say?
No.
Quote, "It's a joke. It's a prank by my brother," the nurse's daughter, Jennifer, told the New York Daily News. "It's embarrassing. This is too much for us."
Hey, bro. It's a prank, bro.
Bro.
It's a social experiment.
Bro.
There's a camera over there.
But she was very upset.
Yeah, as I imagine.
You know, if you were told you won $1.6 billion, more money than you would ever know what to do with, your mind probably explodes.
Yeah.
And then when you finally come down and they tell you, "Hey, guess what? It was a joke.
Yeah.
It was a flub."
I'm pretty sure that any self-respecting court would let that hold up as total justification and, you know,
just give
self-defense.
Them
money? No, self-defense for killing the other person.
Oh, I see. So she should be legally justified to kill her son.
Yeah.
As a result.
That's right. Yes. I mean, it's really the only thing that makes any sense at this point.
He kind of deserves it.
Yeah.
A representative for the owner of the nursing home, Shlomo Rechnitz, probably the greatest name ever, Shlomo Rechnitz.
Shlomo, let me see.
Shlomo. This. Shlomo Rechnitz.
It says Shlomo Rechnitz. That's pretty great.
He said he felt sorry for his employee, and he's going to be, to compensate, he's going to be sending her on an all-expenses-paid vacation to a destination of her schwass.
Is that pronounced correctly?
Shlomo. Maybe that'll make up for having a human turd for an offspring.
That's right.
But as a side note, a 19-year-old kid in Florida won $2 million on his first attempt at the Powerball on that Wednesday, just to make your years of struggle more futile. Oh, man, I've been spending so long with the company pools. We're all, hey, let's all get together and we'll all get a bunch of tickets and our odds are better. And this kid's like, just walks into a Save-A-Lot in Lakeland, Florida. And he's like, yeah, you know. I think it was actually somebody had, the story was, somebody else had the numbers all picked out, but they didn't get the ticket. And he was just like, all right, I'll take theirs.
Yeah.
And it won. So that's fun, right? So
that's great. That's a good laugh riot. Everyone had a good time, went home happy.
Everybody. It's a real feel-good scenario, yeah. Except you know, for that mom.
I'm feeling warm and toasty inside. Oh, maybe that's the puke rising up in me. Okay,
warm. It's
great.
A warm puke.
And folks listening at home, did you catch the popcorn fact?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, if you didn't, keep listening. This segment sponsored by Popcorn Facts. PopcornHints.com.
PopcornHints.com.
And Smart Food. A food cart in Evansville, Indiana is causing a buzz.
Popcorn?
That's right. because it sells sex toys along with chips, sodas, and hot dogs, and some reports say popcorn.
What?
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 Quan Dixon, who owns and operates Pop's Popcorn and Coos Your Daddy's Food Cart.
Coos Your Daddy's?
Yeah, Coos Your Daddy's. Pop's Popcorn. Oh, wow, they're going to pop on this mic real hard. Let's see. Let me go sideways on this one. Pop's Popcorn and Coos Your Daddy's Food Cart said the sex toys he peddles along with the snack foods are keeping business humming along.
Oh, I see what that is.
Yeah.
Because it's a car.
Exactly.
And
it's a Hummer.
And it idles.
Yep.
Oh, it's a Hummer.
Yeah, that's
it
right.
Makes more sense.
Quote, sex sells. We all love it. We love it more than we actually show it, he said. Dixon told the station that the sex toys sales help boost food sales as well. He goes on to say, you gotta have something afterwards.
A little dessert.
But Dixon's business model may have rubbed some Evansville officials the wrong way. Should I stop?
No.
Dixon's activities apparently aroused the interest of detectives.
You're laying it on thick.
The interest of detectives who shut down the sex toy food truck because of an out-of-date city permit.
Oh.
Yeah, they're getting them on tiny little details here. It seems that Dixon's permits didn't mention he was selling sex toys. So he can sell food, but not pleasurable devices.
Personal massaging units.
That's right. For my chronic back pain.
Yeah, I got to go really deep in there to get that back.
You know, I got to go all the way through the bottom and up in through the back.
Yeah,
right?
It's that tailbone. You know, I can't quite get it unless I go inside.
Okay. yeah, things were... they caught him on technicalities, basically, and things were back on track by Friday morning, though, I'm glad to report.
I'm glad that you're glad to report.
Quote, here's a bit of a long quote by him. I'm legal. Here's the proof. Sorry for the toys, but don't bash me for that. We have liquor stores still around schools. Where's the news on that? We have crack pipes next to the fried chicken at the gas stores. Where's the news on that? We still have ice on the ground, and I've been paying taxes for 28 years. Where's the news on the city cleaning the streets?
That he got really...
The last one went
off.
Obscure.
Yeah.
You know, we've got...
We've got old women collecting Beanie Babies in the back of their Oldsmobiles.
Where's the news on that, Dan?
Where?
That was very specific.
Yeah.
Maybe
that's really irking him.
And he goes on to say, I'm trying to put a little buzz in your life and you go crazy.
Girl.
That's right, girlfriend. you know, he's just being a good Samaritan. You know, sometimes you gotta do the deed. You gotta do the
dirty
hanky stanky.
Oh, the hanky stanky.
That's right. And then you gotta hankering for some popcorn.
Mm.
Brought to you by Smart Food. you know,
PopcornHints.com.
That's right. Sometimes you got a craving for some food after you done the old danky wanky.
Oh my god, yeah, all the time.
So this guy is just is giving you all the things you need in one convenient location. Mm-hmm. Really, he's a messenger from God.
Some may say that. They would probably be incorrect, but they would say it.
You know what, Dan? He's selling love. And that's what we all want in our hearts. Some other people just want it on their genitalia.
Some sopping wet love.
Oh, gross, yeah. Mm.
Well, speaking of love.
Yeah. Oh, tell me about speaking.
Speaking of love, some students are putting a price tag on a little one-on-one time.
What do you mean by that? Elaborate.
Well, college debt can be a crippling fear of many. We all know this.
Okay.
College's hiking tuition rates and the cost of textbooks and other facets of higher learning can really take its toll on your wallet.
That's right. That's right, Dan. You know, my wallet's been stinging already.
It's been steaming?
Stinging, but yeah.
Why not someone else's wallet instead?
That sounds good to me.
SeekingArrangement.com is looking into that issue.
Oh.
And apparently has stated that New York University had the most women seeking, quote, alternative financial aid, followed by Arizona State, University of Texas Austin, Temple University, and Kent State.
Dan, let me just hold you there. Are you talking about sex?
No.
Okay.
Not quite.
Not quite.
Maybe.
Maybe. Tell
me. It's ambiguous enough.
Tell me more. Tell me more.
Like, does he have a car?
Did you get very far?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
You haven't gotten far enough to tell pertain. Me.
So yeah, I haven't.
That's right.
I'll continue if you like. The website is a dating site for, quote, sugar daddies and sugar babies, and offers a premium membership for students who sign up using their .edu email addresses. It's that extra, those extra perks.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean. Little perks.
No.
Perky. Because they're perky students? I'm not even really sure where I was going with that.
They're perky because they're learning so much and they're so excited.
And their brains are alert.
That's right.
The website has insisted it is not an escort service, and none of the sugar babies are required to have sex with the men that
sugar
take
babies.
Them out. Those sugar gliders. I mean babies.
Babies.
Babies. Many sugar daddies average $3,000 monthly allowances to them, and they can have up to 4 sugar babies with no strings attached relationships.
Isn't
at
a
once.
Sugar baby a type of English candy, like a British candy?
I don't know if it's British. Well, it's from, I think it's Mary Jane does those.
Sugar babies. They're like the little gummy babies.
Yeah, because the sugar daddies are the caramel
lollipops.
Yeah,
but there's also sugar babies.
Yeah, I know. And they're like, they're like droplets of caramel.
Yeah, and they're in the shape of babies.
I'm not sure that's true.
Yeah, you eat the flesh of a baby, and then you find out the flavored center. Hopefully it's cherry, because, you know, nobody wants grape.
Gross. When I bite into a baby, I want to make sure that there's no grape filling.
That's right.
Quote, we are in a state of emergency, but it isn't due to terrorism. The $1.2 trillion college debt crisis is crippling our economy, and no one is doing anything about it, said Brandon Wade, founder and CEO of Seeking Arrangement.
Oh.
Instead of earning a living and making milestone purchases post-graduation, many are stuck sending their paycheck straight to Sally Mae.
Merp. Merp.
Some see this as a controversial solution. However, SeekingArrangement.com has helped facilitate hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of arrangements that have helped students graduate debt-free. That's more than anyone can say of a particular president or Congress.
Mm.
And I can't argue with that, you know.
Do you know what the average student debt is?
I don't even, it's probably going to make me gag.
I don't know either.
Oh.
That's why I was asking.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to blow my mind.
But here's the real question.
Mm-hmm.
Based on that number that neither one of us can bring to mind,
How
much popcorn do you think you could buy with that?
With?
Specifically smart food brand popcorn.
Popcornhits.com. you know, I don't honestly know.
You know? I bet it's a lot.
I bet there's, if you took all the money that you were going to give to Sally Mae for your education and used it to buy popcorn, you would be making a terrible decision.
Then your life will be ruined. Unless you're buying Smart Food Brands popcorn.
That's right. And then vote for Bernie Sanders because he's going to get rid of it, right?
That's right. Your popcorn. No, not no, your popcorn. Not your
popcorn.
No.
Bernie Sanders wants to take my popcorn?
Hell no.
No, but he wasn't that something? He was going to get. He was going to fight for get rid of all that
college debt and the cost of college and, you know.
So if you're a popcorn enthusiast,
yeah,
and you really want more of it, and you want to, and you can't help but use all of your money that you've got.
That's right. Vote Bernie Sanders, popcorn president number one.
That's right. That's what. That's his biggest. That's the thing he's fighting the most for.
That's right.
Is the popcorn rights of every
American.
We can
really get behind the bills and regulations put forward by his vice president choice, which is. Oh, I'm getting it here. Wait. Well, it's just coming off the pipes. We just got his vice president choice. It's going to be Orville Redenbacher with the popcorn agenda.
Popcorn agenda. It sounds like a weird like punk band.
The popcorn agenda.
Orville Redenbacher, the popcorn agenda.
It does. It sounds like a late 90s post grunge.
But in essence, it was just like, and it was one album, and it was all based on.
It's just popcorn
Orville
noises.
Redenbacher brand popcorn. Yeah, percussion noises and popcorn. Man, we are really going hard on the popcorn.
That's right.
We might have to pull back.
We might have to.
Out of the popcorn. Anyway, what do you got?
I got a thing. It's a Georgia woman. She's a woman from Georgia. She's accused of ditching her clothes and unleashing a rampage at a Waffle House diner in Kennesaw. So that's what she's done. That was a weird place. That's a weird way to end that sentence.
You made it sound like I was hanging on.
Kennesaw. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution reports. That was the end of that sentence.
I see.
Quote, the accused stripped off all her clothes off. Wow, that is poor grammar.
Stripped off all
the
her clothes off?
The accused stripped off all of her clothes off in front of Waffle House staff and patrons during a suspected excited delirium state.
Ooh.
An arrest warrant obtained by the newspaper states. Jennifer Mary Nicholson allegedly punched another customer in the nose. This is the woman who removed her clothing.
Oh, I see.
Punched another customer in the nose and heaved several platters at people in the restaurant around 10:30 p.m. Because they're open late, you know. When you want mediocre waffles and dirty counters, you go right to Waffle House.
I go there. They are prevalent in the South.
Yeah, I've been to many.
Have you? I've never been in one, and I've lived, they were all over the place in Florida, but when I was down there, I never visited.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say that I've probably been to a Waffle House over 100 times.
Wow, that's
in my life.
I want to say impressive, but that would mean that you, like, it was something that's noteworthy. Yeah.
I'm not proud of it, but where else are you going to go at 2 a.m.?
It's true.
Right? If you got to get waffles and you want some, like, my mostly flavorless hash browns.
Okay, hey, IHOP's closed. What are you going to do?
And a whole air quote restaurant full of upset waiters. You know, if you want to have a bad time at 2 a.m.
Because that's what everybody wants.
But no, Waffle House is delicious, but it's just a little gross. She is also accused of throwing a plate at a window.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I know.
What did that window ever do to her?
You know, it's... It's
it probably
really,
projected her naked body, and she was
not
impressed.
Like what she saw, yeah. Nicholson is charged with aggravating battery. Aggravated? She wasn't aggravating a battery. Mm. With aggravated battery and criminal damage to it. That's great. Just knock everything down, all right? great.
You said she was punching a battery?
That's right.
Like a car battery?
That's right. No, she was charged with aggravated battery and criminal damage to property, simple assault, obstruction, simple battery, so aggravated battery and simple battery, and public indecency.
Oh, okay.
Because she was in the nude.
Yeah.
Punching people in the nose. You know, bopping them on the snoot.
As one might say in the 50s.
Yeah, Jimmy, when I went and bopped him right on the snoot. Showed him what for.
I told him he better ankle if he knows what's good for him.
Cheese it's the fuzz. So, in other news, this is to keep on the Waffle House theme. Yeah. In other news of Waffle House misbehaving, two employees at an Arkansas location were recently fired after they were caught on camera using kitchen equipment to style their hair. Remember that next time you go to a Waffle House.
There's a lot of hair in my French toast. Like, more than I ordered.
Yeah, I ordered 3 or 4 strands, but this is 10. I simply won't pay.
I'm not paying for that many strands.
Gross.
That's pretty nasty.
It's gross, you know, but it's okay, because, again, where else are you going to go?
I remember there was a Beavis and Butthead episode where Beavis was scratching his genitals with a spatula, and then he was cooking the food, and everyone in the burger world that he worked was getting sick, violently ill, and throwing up everywhere. Kind of reminds me of that.
Basically the same thing, actually.
Except your hair, though.
Yeah.
Unless there was, like, head lice.
Yeah, maybe.
In your food, then. That's a really disgusting thing.
That's just crunchy pop that I crave.
That's just crunchy popcorn.
That's right, Dan. That's right. This episode brought to you... Okay. You know, one of these days, we're going to get a real sponsor.
Yeah. And we won't just make them up. Yeah. Oh, man.
Remember that time we were sponsored by Pop-Tarts?
Oh, I do. Those were the days. It was a weird off-brand, though.
Yeah, that's right.
Pop-Tarts.
Okay, anyway. You got your last one for us, right?
Yeah. Oh, do I?
Do you?
By now, many of us have heard of these Oregon protesters. Oregon. Me.
I played their video game.
And their trail?
Yeah.
It was illuminating.
Great.
Because I got dysentery.
Uh-huh.
The Oregon protesters, everybody's pretty much kind of, they're familiar with the story to some degree, I would think.
What's Oregon?
It is a province outside of Vietnam.
That's right.
I think that's geographically accurate.
I think so.
But don't hold me to that.
I'm gonna.
Okay, great. Armed men holding out at the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge on January 2nd. They hadn't fully prepared for the holdout. And they sent word recently to their sympathizers to mail them snacks, fuel, and warm clothing. And provided a mailing address in which they could send it. What they got, unfortunately, was a little different. Seen in posts online that they made, they angrily present their gifts, sex toys, and gummies.
Hey, sex toys!
Hey, go figure. Quote, it was really mind-blowing to me that people would actually spend their money on all this hateful stuff to send to us, one of the occupiers, John Ritzheimer, said in a Facebook video this week in which he displayed items including a large sex toy and a bag of penis-shaped candies.
I mean, that's funny and all, but, like, gummies are delicious. Yeah. So, joke's on them.
Who cares what shape they are?
That's right.
Right?
Yeah. You know, if I want to put a bag full of penises in my mouth,
that's the way
my
to do
American
it.
Given right.
Are they going to be, like, sour? Like, sour worms?
Probably,
like sour
yeah.
penis gummies? Other people actually sent glitter, nail polish, perfume, and pedicure socks.
Oh, man, that's going to show them.
You big tough man, here's some feminine products.
You want some tampons?
Tampons. That's all the ladies call it. Many have given them new nicknames on the internet, like hashtag YallKata.
Yep.
And hashtag Vanilla ISIS.
That one's pretty good.
And the very popular Cards Against Humanity co-founder, Max Temkin, decided to send something as well. A 55 gallons of Passion Natural Water-Based Lubricant.
Wow, that's dedication. 55 gallons?
It was, 55 gallons, and it totaled like $1,500.
Wow, that is a commitment to a joke.
But you gotta have something to go with all those toys and fun-shaped candies, right?
That's right. They're going to be having a great time. Everybody's like, oh, yuck it up. It's hilarious. But they're having a great time.
They're not going to need warm blankets. They're going to be creating their own heat.
They are just simple men exploring other men's bodies, you know, the way that...
The way that they do.
That's right, you know? Or something.
Oh,
but, I mean, if it were me, which it wouldn't be because these people are, you know... Crazy.
They are, yeah. Well, okay.
I'd take the lube, pour it all over the floors, just dump it all out, and just have a slip and slide party.
A risky business type.
That's right.
Situation.
Yep. Exactly like that. Do you know what the... You ever seen that movie? You saw Risky Business, right?
I've never seen it.
Neither have I. Do you know what that movie's about? It's not about a kid sliding around on the floor.
No, I know what it's about.
Do you?
It's about a kid whose, like, parents aren't around, and he decides to, like, become a pimp.
Yeah. I never knew that until very recently, but I don't think a lot of people know what that movie's about.
They just see the sliding.
Yeah, part. It's about Tom Cruise in socks.
And it's an hour and a half of him just sliding around in socks.
And it's actually where the movie talks about the origination of the crew sock.
That's like, where it came from, that movie?
That's right. Tom Cruise invents the crew sock.
Oh, my God. Because it gives him the maximum amount of sliding.
That's right.
Per square foot.
Per square inch.
Wow, they got the square inch even.
It's got at least 10 or 12 foot-pounds of pressure.
Per Tom Cruise.
That's right. This just gets weirder and weirder, Dan. Yeah. This just keeps getting weirder.
It's going off the wall.
Well, speaking of walls, I've got one last story for you. This is actually very weird.
Yeah?
Yeah. Speaking of walls, a woman in Italy walked into a fire station last week because she had lost the key to her chastity belt and needed help removing it, according to a local newspaper.
And I'm trying to pinpoint the part where
Why don't you just wait?
Okay.
The wall will come into play. The 60-year-old initially told fire crews in the northern city of Padua, I believe that's pronounced, that she needed help opening a padlock, said reports. When firefighters asked the woman where she lived, thinking she'd locked herself out of her house, she lifted her sweater and showed them the iron device. Hold on, you waiting? It's coming up. It's coming up. Don't worry.
I have questions.
After cracking open the lock, they investigated whether the woman, whose name has not been released due to Italian privacy law, was a victim of domestic violence who may have been forced to wear the chastity belt. But the woman told firefighters she wore it because she was worried about the incidents of sexual violence she saw in the news.
Mm.
You know, like you do. You know, it's
all the time.
This is what you do.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. Neither the woman nor the fire department have further commented on the incident. That's all we get to know, is that there was a lady with a chastity belt who just really needed it off. Here's the question I ask you, Dan.
Mm-hmm.
Why did she need it off so quickly? What, was she committed to it? How long do you think she had it on? You think it was this long thing? She's like, I can't take it anymore. I need to get whoopee or something. Or was it like she had it on for like 10 minutes and like, I can't do this. This is terrible. I feel groinally claustrophobic.
But she lost.
Crotchtophobic.
That is a term that you just made up.
It's great, though.
Is it?
It fit the moment.
No, my biggest question here, and I think is everybody else's biggest question, is
where was the popcorn in that story? You're right, Dan. Wait a minute. Let me get to that.
When they undid her chastity belt, it overflowed with popcorn. It just came out.
Right.
Like it was still popping out, like a ping pong ball.
She had an Orville Redenbacher's portable popcorn popping machine that she kept just stowed away in the chastity belt.
Wow. And this woman was 60.
That's right. She was 60 years old.
And she was still
Still popping popcorn to this day. It's crazy.
At this day and age, when we have microwaves.
We all know that's a young person's game, Dan. You get into that that late, it's a rough game to be playing.
Popcorn is a young man's game. Oh my God. What is happening?
This has gotten very weird.
Yeah.
I love every second of it. You know, there's nowhere in the world I'd rather be than right here talking about popcorn brought to you by Smart Food Popcorn.
And popcornhints.com.
Popcornhints.com, that's exactly right. And Dan, you're still probably thinking to yourself, where was the wall in that story? I promised
so
you
much.
A wall.
You really did.
Well, I lied. And that's the up and down of it. Is that a phrase?
There's no payoff with you.
No.
there's nothing.
You know,
you don't give me anything.
I just build you up to crush you right back down.
I should learn by now, but yep. I'm constantly disappointed.
Well, why don't you kick back with a nice bowl of popcorn and listen to the rest of this little bit, because I'm going to tell you, Dan.
Oh, goodness.
I'm going to tell you, now that we've reached the end of the show, where you can find us. Not you in particular, but other people who don't already know.
Where they can find us personally?
Well, you know, more information about the show.
Okay.
That's right. You can find us on our website at banterboxradio.com. You can also find the show on iTunes and all other places you get your podcasts. You can email us directly at bbr@banterboxradio.com. And what's more, that's all for this week.
And remember, the band Steely Dan was named after a strap-on from the novel Naked Lunch by William S. Burroughs.
Thanks for joining us. Check a one and a two and a check a one and a two.